so much.
Hello. Is this on? Good morning, everybody. It's an honor to join you here this morning. On behalf of Mayor Eric Garcetti, thank you for the invitation to come here and talk a little bit today about LA Cyber Lab. I do want to also welcome everybody who drove in from out of town. From those of you that drove here, I want to congratulate you for getting here. Anytime it rains in LA, I feel like I'm obligated to congratulate people who made it to their destination. So thumbs up, everyone. All those things that I oversee in the city of Los Angeles, you did not hear traffic. The traffic is overseen by somebody else. I know her. I will share her cell phone with you later today. And you can do what I will be doing, which is texting her, going, WTH, Barbara, what's up with that traffic? So thank you all very much. It's an honor. And I'm going to start by allowing you to hear a few words directly from Mayor Eric Garcetti in a quick two-minute video about LA Cyber Lab. I want you to know that this is the first time that this has been done anywhere in the nation.
Los Angeles is a city of innovators and thought leaders. And technology is a big part of our success. So we have to guard against data loss and company. Last year alone, more than 3,500 cybercrimes were reported. And Angelinos lost $14.3 million in cyber attacks. These attacks are happening all over the world. They make our families, our communities, and our businesses vulnerable. Fortunately, our city is once again leading the nation and taking on this challenge. We've already demonstrated the power of collaboration with our award-winning ISOC. And now, we're coming together to empower small businesses and protect the diverse communities that make up our great city. The LA Cyber Lab will carry us into the future with streamlined cooperation and protection for everyone. We already scan over a billion cyber events per day. We're aiming for a trillion events and to make our threat data more relevant. The LA Cyber Lab will share information to compromise and threats across our network, and for the first time anywhere in America, make this information publicly available at no charge. Drawing on the expertise of industry leaders and academics, the LA Cyber Lab will be a center for new and creative ways to defeat cyber crime. It will help to reshape the conversation about how communities can become cyber safe. Los Angeles is on the leading edge of cyber security, and our city will continue to be a place where people come to test their ideas, and most importantly, realize their dreams.
Let me see if I can flip through this now. I'm going to try to master this remote here briefly. Los Angeles Cyber Lab. So I just, I should probably conclude my speech after that video because it was pretty cool. But I do want to briefly use the moment that I have before you here today to talk through a little bit more of the details of what LA Cyber Lab is. So the cyber threat, we all know in this room, you're all experts. I talked to a lot of different groups about this since we launched it last year, but 600 billion lost globally each year to cyber threats, cyber crime, information data loss. This most people I show this slide to and they go, oh my God, that's terrible. Maybe the people in this room go, oh my God, that's great. That's fantastic. I don't think so, but it is obviously affecting everyone. And just some examples of how they affect municipalities, which is what I think about every day and what the mayor thinks about every day. In the Ukraine, it was a cyber attack that knocked out their entire power system for weeks. An attack in the Swedish, from Russia against Sweden. They lost their ability to use their air traffic control system, grounded aircraft for days. A little closer to home, we've come down to Dallas, Texas. Late last year, hackers were able to hack into the citywide emergency management system and set off all of their city's emergency sirens. The entire city of Dallas lit up with their sirens, and so many people started calling 911 that real 911 calls couldn't get through. So it was impacting people's safety and their ability to get an ambulance, the ability to get a police officer. getting a little bit more serious in the city of Georgia, maybe front page news for weeks and weeks and weeks, they were hacked. It was just determined this week. It was an Iranian-based hacker group, and they lost a lot of their citywide networks. They've spent more than $20 million so far. They're equivalent to our Department of Water and Power. Their networks went down. They lost, the police lost all of their dash cam video, all of their archives. The city attorney lost 10 years worth of city attorney records. This is evidence in many cases, and depositions, and data and videos. The city budget was delayed many weeks just because they lost so much information in the city of Atlanta. Here in Los Angeles, we have 4 million unauthorized access attempts on city servers each day, and more than 2,200 server intrusions, actual successful attacks that we have to go in and remediate. So it hits right here at home. Mayor Eric Garcetti is a fairly young mayor, relatively young mayor. He was a data scientist, a professor before he was elected. He's very enthusiastic about moving the city of Los Angeles forward in technology and the use of data to making the city more transparent, more efficient, and more accountable. And as a result of that, we also know that we become more vulnerable. So the mayor, right out of the gate, signed Executive Directive 2, which is a executive directive directing the entire city of Los Angeles to create a coordinated cybersecurity system and a coordinated cybersecurity center. They did that. We've done that. It's called the ISOC. It's about five blocks away from City Hall. It's co-located with the LAPD Department Operations Center, as well as the city's Office of Emergency Management Department. And we combine in real time threats attacking any and all of the city departments, whether it's going after our electrical grid, whether it's going after our police department, whether it's going after LAX, whether it's going after the Port of LA, whether it's going after any one of our other departments. We're correlating those attacks, assessing those threats, defending against them for the first time as a coordinated city effort. Now, that may seem like it's something we should have been doing a long time ago, maybe we should have, but it's actually pretty advanced, and we received numerous awards over the last 2 years for being a city that is operating effectively as an integrated operation center around cyber. This is one example right here of our city government award for Integrated Security Operations Center Leadership Award. So this is just an example here of over a billion security events analyzed daily. We block over 4 million attempts, and then we anticipate that there's about 22 successful intrusions into the city system. I do want to tell you, this isn't just ones and zeros. This is people's medical data. If you've ever ridden in an ambulance in the city of Los Angeles, LA Fire Department, we've got your medical records. Could be voting information, could be property records, tax records, could be your criminal record. It could be the data that controls when the lights turn green and when the lights turn red in the city of Los Angeles. It controls ships moving into and out of the Port of LA, as well as all of our air traffic at the city of Los Angeles at LAX. So this is a life and death information. It's also very important personal information. It's proprietary information. It's everything in between. So what does our ISOC do? We take our threat indicators of compromise, all of our threat information. We share it real time with FBI. And then sometimes we see successful results. Here, our ISOC in Los Angeles detected suspicious activity. We gave that information and all of the forensic data that we could collect to the FBI and the LAPD, and ultimately three hackers in Indonesia were arrested that were connected with over 600 global attacks. So this is kind of exciting information. But again, this is the city talking to the city, protecting the city. And this is where Mayor Eric Garcetti recognized that the city's doing a good job of talking to itself, sharing intel and indicators of compromise among itself and protecting itself. But a lot of things are happening outside the walls of city government. Here's just some examples over the last couple of years. A Hollywood hospital was required to, you know, pay money because of ransomware. We all know the front pages of Sony. They had a very high-profile attack. Maersk, one of our largest shippers, a global shipper, one of the largest shippers in the world, was shut down because of a hack. Snapchat. We sit in a Marriott hotel right now, which was announced recently. There was more than 500 million customers. Their data was potentially breached. So really no one's immune from it. So the mayor decided, you know, if we've got to get a system where we're not just talking the city government, it's not just talking the city, but we're collaborating in real time with all of our partners in the community, in the private sector, universities and companies and entertainments and banks. How can we collaborate with them and do it in real time like we're doing in our ISOC? And that's what the vision of is LA Cyber Lab. It's an ISAL, really. It's not a new concept, but this is the first time it's ever been done in the United States. It's an information sharing and an analysis organization made up of a city and all of its departments, the Cyber Lab membership, which is all of our private sector and federal partners, and ultimately it benefits all Angelenos, everyone, all 4 million people in the city of Los Angeles, at least the law-abiding non-hackers, are welcome to benefit from the byproduct. So let me tell you a little bit about that. So here's our board of advisors, and these are people participating in the LA Cyber Lab, and they come from a different cross-section. There's entertainment, there's technology, there's universities, there's finance, there's healthcare, there's a little bit of everybody in there. And this is the launch of the board. The LA Cyber Lab board has three initiatives. The first is to do real-time threat sharing between the private sector and the public sector. Now that may seem like something that is a no-brainer. Why are we doing that? We should be doing that tomorrow, yesterday. The challenge with that, I found when we started this a couple years ago, was that some of these organizations, let's just say a high-profile entertainment organization in LA that's been hacked, they don't really necessarily want to share that information. There's proprietary concerns. There's personnel and employee concerns. There are all kinds of challenges with the idea that they could share their information so it could benefit other people and the city of LA and perhaps other entertainment organizations that they compete against. They don't want that information out there. So we had to work on a way, protocols, to develop information sharing that would make everyone feel comfortable. That's the real-time threat sharing. And then we wanted to give that information out to the public. Small and medium-sized businesses in the city of LA could benefit from the real-time information sharing that was going on between the city and the private sector. And then the last one is community engagement. I'll talk about these three in a little bit greater detail. So this is what we've done. We've created what I call, no one else likes this title, but I call it the Halo. And it's the ISOC, which you saw earlier, which is the city of LA, working in real time to share information with a number of different entities from each one of these sectors. So let's just take a look at finance. Right now, as I talk to you in real time, the city of Los Angeles, their ISOC, is communicating in real time with City National Bank. And City National Bank is communicating in real time with the city of Los Angeles, sharing information and protecting each other's servers in real time or near real time. So when they develop a protection or a patch or a threat mitigation against a looming threat, they're sharing that immediately with us at the city of Los Angeles, and we're protecting all of our servers and all of our networks immediately. And then we've got those, we're corroborating all of these indicators of compromise along all of these different sectors and sharing it real time. And then the arrow coming down is that we have just recently started to share all of this information with the community. This is what the community can sign up for. So regular old medium and small-sized businesses, people that don't have a CISO, people that don't have a cyber czar, people that don't have a deputy mayor for public safety that can think about this every day, just regular old mom-and-pop businesses now can go to the portal for LA Cyber Lab and can sign up and can get a whole spectrum of support for free. Yeah, a government service for free. I know it's hard to believe. So here's what they can get. Something as simple as a PDF. You know, if it's just a small flower shop and they can, that's all that they can consume is just a PDF and read what the daily threats are, what kind of attacks are going on, what kind of things that they should do to protect themselves, they can just get a PDF. Or we can do Styx taxis, and we can actually communicate with their server after our two servers have done a handshake, and we can send to them the information that their server needs to download a patch and protect itself. And that's all done without any kind of human interaction, just server to server, talking from one good server to another, knowing that we're on the same team to defend ourselves against all those bad guys out there that are doing $6 trillion worth of damage out there globally. The third initiative, which I talked about, is community engagement. This is such a cool thing. We've got a young mayor. We've got a cool trend. This is the first in the nation. So we're energizing academia. We're getting the universities involved and young people. We're doing job and internships. We've got a fellowship stood up for LA Cyber Lab. We're doing cybersecurity training for different people through the LA Cyber Lab, different companies, community events. Here's an example of one. LA Cyber Lab held an industrial event, Cyber Threat Response Clinic. We've gone and done the tech road shows and spoken at CISO summits to get people to sign up and be part of either the Halo or be part of those that receive the feed. So the Department of Homeland Security just last month recognized that this is the first in the nation. This LA Cyber Lab, this concept is the first in the nation, actually has gotten off the ground and is currently operating and offering this service and doing this for the community. So they awarded the City of Los Angeles and LA Cyber Lab a $3 million grant to do three things: to perfect what we're doing, because it's not easy. There are some technical issues with connecting real-time the city servers with private sector, to engage and allow us to hire personnel and infrastructure, and we're doing that right now, and then to help workforce development, to find ways to use this to develop the next generation of cybersecurity professionals. $3 million. So this is what the portal looks like. This is how companies can get involved. We've done no marketing around this because we're still, the LA Cyber Lab still has the training wheels on. It's operational, it's functional. People are benefiting from it. There are about between 400 and 500 small and medium-sized businesses that are receiving our information every day through this portal. And yet we haven't done any marketing. We anticipate that when we start to perfect what we're doing and then really get out there and sell this and push it, that we're going to get thousands or tens of thousands of people, and particularly small and medium-sized businesses, signing up for the benefits of Cyber Lab. So that's Los Angeles Cyber Lab, and we're really excited about it. It's the first in the nation, and it's a free service of city government. It's the first time that we've been able to break down these protocols between the private sector and public sector, stripping out proprietary, personal, employee information, and allowing all of the big dogs to communicate in real time to share that information and protect themselves, because ultimately it's the multiplier effect. Going back to my military training, it's the multiplier effect, force multiplier. The more good folks we have sharing information and protecting themselves, the more difficult it is for the bad folks to succeed. So that's what I have so far for LA Cyber Lab. I just want to see if I could open it up for any questions. Anybody? Yes, sir.
We got a question back here. One second.
And I can repeat the question, too.
I really don't need much of a mic. Is this going to be LA only, or are you going to allow other communities to participate and share in the wealth of information that you're creating?
Yeah, thank you. Right now, there's no bars for anyone else to sign up through the portal. It wouldn't prohibit you from signing up if you were in the city of Long Beach, for example. However, right now we're focused on just perfecting this in the city of Los Angeles. The $3 million Department of Homeland Security grant was given to us because they want us to perfect what we're doing so that it can be replicated in every region for every constituency. So we're trying to get this right, and then we're duty-bound to create a template that myself and my team and the mayor can go out throughout the nation and present to other mayors, to other county, other jurisdictions, county board of supervisors, so on and so forth, most small states. So that's how we anticipate it'll get out to other people beyond Los Angeles. Yeah. Any other questions?
Question over here. Hold on 1 second. Wait for the microphone.
Yeah, thank you. A couple of questions, if you don't mind. When you said near real time, what's that time frame that you're talking about? And second question is, like, if there's any restrictions on the commercial use of this information, for example, like, you know, a consulting firm using it to protect their clients and so on.
The first answer is within minutes, we're sharing information with, for example, City National Bank and Hulu. The second question, I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
I believe you were talking about what can they use in that information? Is it basically once it's out as an alert, is it more like publicly available, or do you keep it in private? What are their sharing restrictions in terms of that information that you're distributing?
Well, there's nothing private about it. The information we're sharing, at least the city attorney believes, is not proprietary in any way. We're taking threats. We're analyzing them. It's our own intellectual capital. We're coming with some conclusions about what the level of threat is and what the potential defense is against it, and then we're publishing it. The LA Cyber Lab is a 501c3. It's a true public-private partnership. It's a nonprofit, and so the information that LA Cyber Lab is pushing out on behalf of the city and all of its Halo board of director members is free for public consumption, and there is no plan to ever charge for that. The benefit that City National Bank gets by hooking up to our city ISOC and vice versa and all those other entities is so enormous that there's no interest in creating it as a money-making or a proprietary project.
One last quick question, Bob Gold.
There's a lot of people in this room whose livelihoods are doing what you're doing, and I'm curious, which of the vendors have you reached out to incorporate, and how are you not a threat to the businesses here that provide vulnerability and security threats?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that question other than we've extended an invitation to every organization to participate. Some of our board members are they're cyber defense companies and organizations, and they see the mutual benefit of sharing this information. This is not a panacea. It's protective measures. It's not going to catch everything. It's the best that we can do as a collaborative. There's still going to be need for people to come in and to remediate when something does penetrate, or to create specific protections in different servers. And not every company is the same. Most of these companies in LA will receive a PDF, and it'll give them some of the threats. Not all the threats in the world will be on there. Obviously, we just try to prioritize them, and they will not be able to stop all those threats. There'll always be needs for somebody to come out and do the old-fashioned plumbing and fix what they've got, or provide them advice on how to specifically tailor what they need. So we haven't had too much pushback on that. I think that we've found more willing partners to be a part of it than we have, so they understand what's going on, and we would welcome anyone in this room to participate at multiple different levels. Advisor, try to identify yourself as a possible panel of advisors, board member, and at the very least, sign up and see what the portal's putting out. Again, we're at the infancy stages. We have the training wheels on. We anticipate that within the next couple of years, this thing's going to be really a pretty powerful tool, but we can use all the help we can get.
Yeah. It's actually a perfect segue into what we're talking about, because the next session is going to be about, all right, what are we doing specific just to media and entertainment? And that's also the conversations we've been having with Jacob in your office, is how do we integrate with the LA Cyber Lab in terms of what we're planning for our industry as well. So I promise that wasn't a plant by Bob Gold. That was his own volition. But bottom line is, Jeff, thank you so much for coming and sharing this with us today.
Appreciate
your time. Yes, Jeff Gorell, ladies and gentlemen.